بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكره واصيلا صدق الله العظيم من حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكر مثل الحي والميت. We've heard this hadith many times before. The example of that person who makes the dhikr of Allah and the one who does not make the dhikr of Allah is like a person who is living and one who is dead. And nobody wants to be regarded as a dead person. A person is lazy, doesn't do his work properly, then we remark and we see you like a dead man. Put some life in you. Pull yourself up together. Get more active, get proactive, put some energy in you. Person who doesn't make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's like a dead person. Got no life in him, he's got no jaan in him. He's like a useless person. A dead person, no matter how much you hit the person, feels no pain. You can shout at him, he hears nothing. So the person is like a murda, one who does not make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is so kind that Allah gives us the chance of remembering him. This is not an ordinary ni'mat. It's a very, 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 very great ni'mat. Allah gives us the ability to come to the masjid. What do we do in the masjid? We do the ibadat of Allah ta'ala. Salat is dhikr of Allah. After namaz we make dua, we engage in tasbihat, we read Quran. All this is part of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sitting in a gathering of dhikr, this again is dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A specific dhikr. Angels come down. Allah's rahmat surrounds such a gathering. Angels cover such a gathering. Sakina descends, peace, tranquility. Allah remembers this gathering. Allah forgives this gathering. There are so many bounties, so many ni'mats. Virtues of dhikr, we have mentioned plenty so far. And there are so many bounties, so many blessings regarding the dhakir, one who makes the dhikr. وَذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَذَاكِرَاتٍ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this chance. For this we will make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. We make shukr on any ni'mat, Allah increases the ni'mat. وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. Now, any person who makes shukr, two things he gets immediately. First thing he gets, Allah becomes happy with you. Your father gives you something, your mother gives you something, and you thank your parents. So obviously you see them smiling, they get happy with you. Like that Allah gives us, besides the food we eat and the clothing and the other bounties, the ability to make sajda to him. The ability to raise our hands, the ability to move our tongue in his remembrance. The ability to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very great ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzah. So Allah becomes happy when you make shukr. And the other blessing is, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah says, the more shukr you make, the more I will increase you in the ni'mat. The mashayikh say, how do we know any good deed that we do is accepted by Allah? How will we know? One sign they give is that you get tawfiq of doing that good deed again. For example, we did Maghrib Salat. Now when we get tawfiq of reading Isha Salat, then you must understand that Allah has accepted that Maghrib Salat, and therefore He gave you the chance of reading Isha Salat. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our coming here, sitting here, and gives us another chance again, then we have hopes that Allah has accepted this dhikr. Who are we connecting to? We are not connecting to any person in the dunya. When you're sitting making the dhikr, dhikr zakir ko mazkur tak pahunchata hai. Dhikr makes a person, zakir, reach the mazkur. Person making the dhikr of Allah Rabbul Izzah, he's saying Allah, Allah. The moment you say Allah, Allah, you are zakir. You are the person who is remembering. Where does the zikr take you? It takes you to the person who is remembered, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware. Allah is all hearing. So Allah hears the zikr. And Allah becomes so happy, so happy. We must bear in mind Allah does not need our zikr. There are angels who Allah ta'ala created, comes in the kitabs. From the time they have been created, Allah has kept so many thousands and millions of them just in the standing position. All the time, standing. They glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some are in the ruku position. And we'll find it hard because we have back pains and things like that. We have illnesses, sicknesses. We are insan. Angels are created of nur. They don't have any back pains. They don't have any ailments. They're in that ruku position from the time Allah created them. Right till the day of Qiyamah, they will be in that position. Some are in sajda, in sujood. All of them glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are thousands of them around the arch of Allah. Thousands in the world, in the asman, in the sky. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ. How many is the army of Allah? Only Allah knows. Billions and billions and billions. So they are all making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not even need them to make the zikr of Allah. The fish in the sea, they are also making the zikr of Allah. The animals also make the zikr of Allah. Birds also. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُنَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. Allah says in the Quran, every single thing Allah has created is glorifying Allah. He's saying, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُنَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. Insan, you won't understand their zikr. You won't be able to understand the zikr the angels are making, or the animals are making, or the insects are making, or the birds are making. You won't understand it, but they are making. The plants are making the zikr of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting once with Sahaba ikram. And the word is hasat in Arabic, which means pebbles or small stones. And he has that in his hand. Sahaba see, we could hear these stones making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have you not heard of the tree coming and making salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So like that, Allah has kept animals also making the zikr of Allah, plants, everybody making. So if we are insan, we have to make so much more zikr of Allah. And zikr is one ibadat Allah ta'ala asks or talks about in the Quran and Rasulullah has mentioned in hadith. It should be done in abundance. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhkurullaha zikran kathira. In abundance. When Allah praised the Muslims, the believers, قانتين قانتا صادقين صادقا صابرين صابرات خاشعين خاشعات متصدقين مصدقات. Allah praise the believers, men and women, those who are fasting, those who are giving sadaqah, those who have got contentment, those who have humility. When it came to zikr, وَذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَذَّاكِرَاتٍ. Those who make zikr in abundance. So especially when a person is in an environment where there's a lot of trials, tribulations, fitna, difficult, then he must make more zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat for his hifazat. The more he'll think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more Allah ta'ala's madad will come. Allah's help will come. Allah's protection will come. Allah's nur will come into his heart. In the Quran, Allah ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. Whoever turns a blind eye on dhikri Rahman, from the remembrance of Rahman, whoever ignores making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, we depute a shaitan with him. The shaitan becomes his friend, qareen, all the time with him. Now what is the yaw? A bad friend is going to take you to some good place? Imagine shaitan becoming your companion. The word qareen is mentioned. Your comrade, your sati, your friend, the one who is going to now advise you. He's your right hand man, he's your minister. So shaitan will draw him more and more and more away from the masjid and take him more closer to haram avenues. We are now in that period of the year. All of us know the conditions of this period of the year in December, outside the masjid, in the beach front. so many other places, we know that fitnas, the fasad that takes place. Now shaitan will try his utmost. Shaitan is too shrewd. He won't waste his time on somebody who's already deviated, somebody who's misguided. What shaitan, what effort are you going to make on him? Shaitan makes an effort on those who are making the dhikr of Allah. Shaitan makes an effort on those who are coming and frequenting the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan makes an effort on those who want to open Quran and recite Quran. Shaitan makes an effort on those who are going for Hajj and Umrah. So he'll try different tactics to spoil that ibadat. He does not want to see man coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is his whole aim, his whole purpose? To take more people with him into Jahannam. That's all he wants. For him, he will try his utmost that every single man follows him and goes to Jahannam. What is Rasulullah's fikr? Every single person is safe from Jahannam and goes to Jannah. So shaitan will try all his tricks, his ploys, his tactics. So in this month of December, we have to be on guard. We have to be on guard all the time. There will be billboards, advertisements, posters, open the newspaper, advertisements. Everything drawing the person towards haram, towards satisfying one's desires, carnal desires, towards fulfilling a person's shahwat in a wrong way, immorality. You see the music also be full blast. And how awkward and how funny they look. Everybody is shaking. Music is full blast. There's some type of evil omen in the air. Go to the beachfront, you will see. Shariat is so balanced, so balanced, so balanced. Nobody is saying you mustn't go for a holiday. It's haram to go for a holiday. No. Shariat says, وَإِنَّ لِجَسَدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. And even your body has a right of you. In other words, you are expected to rest. When those three sahaba came, and they inquired about Rasulullah's ibadat, and when Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, one of the wives, very briefly she mentioned, she gave an outline, didn't mention the whole detail, so they didn't regard it to be too much. And then they said, okay, it doesn't make a difference because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's ma'asum, sinless. He doesn't have to make any ibadat, he's already forgiven. He doesn't have to work extra hard. We are so weak, we have to work very hard. He's the Nabi of Allah, he's forgiven. So from today onwards, one said, I'm going to keep roza every single day. I'll fast every single day. And I won't miss one day. The other one said, whole night I'll read tahajjud, whole night I won't sleep. And the third one, see, as for me, أَعْتَزِلُ النِّسَاءَ فَلَا أَتَزَوَّجُ أَبَدًا. I will never get married. I will live this life of celibacy. I will never get married. So that I can spend my time only in the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzah. When Rasulullah heard of this, he called them. أَنْتُمْ قُلْتُمْ كَذَا وَكَذَا. You were those three who said that you won't do this, you won't do this, and now you keep roza every day and you keep get tahajjud and you won't get married. Then Rasulullah says, listen, now obviously certain times you find the Nabi of Allah had to tell the Sahaba certain things. In this particular instance, he had to tell them, وَأَنَا أَخْشَاكُمْ لِلَّهِ وَأَتْقَاكُمْ. I have got more taqwa and more khashiyat of Allah than you have. Normally we find Rasulullah always, the words he would use would be only humility. Here he had to tell the Sahaba. Why? Because he could see they're moving in a different direction. They're moving in a different direction. He wanted to show them the balance of Islam, moderation. They were going into a different extreme. One is a person is very lazy, laxed. It is our condition. Very hard to make namaz, salat, zakat, hajj, it's a burden. Sahaba went the other way. They exalt. These Sahaba were going even beyond that. So Rasulullah had to pull them back and say, take it easy. I got more taqwa than you, but listen, this is what I do. I don't keep roza every day. I keep sometimes. Sometimes I don't keep. We're talking about nafil roza. So sometimes Rasulullah will keep few days. Sometimes he will rest. He won't keep few days. Then he'll keep again. And he says, that I read tahajjud namaz and I rest also. Not the whole night. Sometimes we think the person is a buzrug. What understanding of buzrug? We've got tasbih whole day and tahajjud whole night. That's not a buzrug. Allah looks at our akhlaq, our mu'amalat, our mu'asharat. Are we harming people? Are we giving taklif to people? Are we parking our cars correctly? Are we parking somebody's driveway and giving them taklif and making them wait? Why? So, Hazrat, I have read my namaz. That person can wait. When we have borrowed money from people, have we paid back our due? Have we paid back our debts? Or are we making them dance for their monies? How do we talk to our women folk, our wives, our children, our parents? So many people. You see, Mawlana, mashallah, this person is listening to bayans and things like that, and is very outwardly pious. He doesn't know how to talk to me. It's the cry of the father, the mother. Becomes angry very easily, very quickly. How many wives, they make sabar. When the sabar becomes exhausted and everything comes out, then we realize the person was a frontline musalli, mashallah, beard, everything. But the way he behaved at home like an animal. So not taking whole night, of course, the hajjud, we explain how important it is. But Rasulullah SAW showed us this. Akhlaq. In any case, he says that I read tahajjud and I sleep also. So I rest sometimes. I'm sleeping first. Then I find Rasulullah SAW, sometimes he would make tahajjud in the first part of the night. Many people ask, Mawlana, now it is, tahajjud is very, very early, it finishes. So if we wake up for tahajjud, then after tahajjud, we fall off to sleep and we must have fajr. So that's no good. And sometimes we try because we're reading tahajjud whole year, but now suddenly now tahajjud finishes very early, so we can't wake up for tahajjud namaz. What do we do? So mashayikh have made deen so easy for us. After Isha Salat, read your tahajjud. No problem. No guna in that. After Isha, or before you go to sleep, 2 rakat namaz, 4 rakat tahajjud. And if you wake up again, then you recite again. So in any case, sometimes Rasulullah, this is part of the sunnah, sometimes he would read his tahajjud in the early part of the night. Sometimes in the middle of the night. Either first third or the second third. But mostly he would read the last third of the night. That was the most times of the tahajjud of Rasulullah. Mostly he would read in the last third. But at times he would read after Isha, early part, sometimes in the middle, sometimes he's going on a journey, comes back, so he will read tahajjud that time. This is Sharia, so balanced. So Nabi Kareem from tells his Sahaba, they take it easy. Read tahajjud and sleep also. You don't expect to read tahajjud the whole night. And the third person, Nabi Kareem from tells him, bhai, you want to live a life of celibacy, don't get married. I have got so many wives. Of course, Rasulullah had more than 4 wives, and that's another masala on his own. Why he got married to more than 4 wives, and how Allah instructed him, and the hikmat behind all that, that's another topic. But Rasulullah was absolutely just and absolutely fair to all his wives. Very difficult for you and I to do. Very difficult. We can't make justice to one wife, and we're talking about second and third wife. Nevertheless, that also is another topic on his own. Ladies get very happy to talk about this masala. But this is Sharia. You have to be balanced, you have to be fair. Don't harm any person. We try to do many good deeds. What about the other things when it's hukuk, rights of people over us? That we forget completely. We need to spend our time on those aspects. And give more time for those things. That is the meaning of Islah. Then you find the benefit of Zikrullah. Otherwise, making zikr, mashallah, I explained to some person this morning, that if you come into a room, which is aircon on, it's absolutely cool, and you came out from it, it's very, very hot. If you come inside this room, which is absolutely cool, the aircon is full blast, and if you come inside and you feel hot, then you see something wrong with you. You rather see the doctor, because definitely you are not normal. If you are perspiring in an aircon room, when the zikr of Allah is taking, and you're really concentrating and making zikr of Allah and you don't feel the coolness in your heart, something is wrong. Zikr of Allah has such an effect, so powerful, so soothing, so cooling. The tranquility, the serenity you feel, take Allah. It must have a cooling effect on you. If it doesn't, that means you're going to make more zikr and you're going to now remove those sicknesses and illnesses and diseases you have in the heart. So making the zikr of Allah come in an environment like this is very easy. And you should feel cool. But when you go out, now it's taking the zikr, that nur that we've collected in our hearts, now to behave as a real zakir. Now to behave as a real zakir. That is the test. What we are collecting in our heart here? Nur. We don't see it, but it's filling on our heart. Nur, real light is going inside. Haritha radiallahu wa ta'ala, sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was sleeping. Nabi Kareem comes, shakes him with his leg. He had that relationship with his sahaba. Haritha wakes up. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says him, Ya Haritha, kayf asbahta? How are you feeling now? How you woke up this morning? What an answer he gives. He says, Ya Rasulullah, asbahtu mu'minan haqqan. Ya Rasul, I have risen this morning to be a pakka, genuine mu'min. He's claiming to have genuine, strong iman. And he used the word haqqan, true, genuine. So Rasul said, لِكُلِّ قَوْلٍ حَقِيقَةٍ وَمَا حَقِيقَةُ قَوْلِكَ حَارِثَ Everything, every statement a person makes, there's some dalil, some proof. You made a statement, you made a claim. What's your proof? That you're genuine, you've got genuine iman in you. He says, I have detached myself from the dunya. عَزَفْتُ نَفْسِي عَنِي دُنْيَا Broken it totally. I got no love whatsoever with dunya. He says, the entire day I spend keeping roza. In the night I'm engaged in ibadat. Ka'anni, he says, ka'anni, as though, isn't it very cute? As though I can see the arsh of Allah now all the time in front of me. It is as though I can see the people in Jannat enjoying the bounties in Jannat. I can see them enjoying the bounties, eating the fruit and the rivers of Jannat and the palaces. And he says, it is as though now, this is the kafiyat he's got. As though I can see the people of Jahannam shrieking and shouting and screaming. Rasulullah tells him, إِنَّكَ مْرُؤٌ نَوَّرَ اللَّهُ قَلْبَهُ You are a person whom Allah has illuminated his heart. Your heart is full of nur. Hold firm onto this. Don't let it go now. That is why Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in supposed to do a dhikr majlis, but these things are coming and I think it's important. All this is part of zikrullah. Somebody said, like, mashallah, we have heard many bayans recently of Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahab, Mawlana Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, Mashayikh, we're talking about genuine, true Ahlullah. We all bogus people just sitting in the places of Ahlullah. But sometimes, there was one bogus peer, bogus sheikh, who was sitting, and his whole maqsad was just to get some money or some fame. He knew nothing about tasawwuf or zikr or anything. He sat over there. But mashallah, murids came in large numbers. Any kid should have whatever program. But he wasn't a genuine sheikh. He was a bogus peer. But when he passed away, somebody sees him in a dream. How did he go with you in the akhirat? He says, you know, I was a bogus peer. But through the sincerity of one murid sitting there, he didn't know I was just deceiving them. He was sincere. He came sincerely. And he should cry and make istighfar and tawbah. Through his tawbah, Allah accepted me also. So no matter how bogus and fake we are, may Allah Ta'ala make us a real, real Ahlullah. It is not impossible for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. When Allah wishes for all of us, not only the person sitting here, for everyone, it takes nothing for Allah to overnight change us. Change us. Change our condition and make us his true friends and our mothers and sisters at home. So many times we should hear that these mashayikh of the past, when they should sit in a gathering, in a majlis, and great, great ulama would come and sit. But sometimes the sheikh won't say one word. And they call it a silent majlis. Nothing he would see. But the feeling the people used to get, he said, not a single person would rise and wake up from the majlis and go away. They would just sit, they would feel something. Hazrat Maulana should keep on mentioning this. Whenever he mentioned this incident, he would say they could feel it, something being transferred from that person's heart into their heart. They could feel that something is being transferred, something is happening. And so many times when we sat in the company of Hazrat Arif Billah, Shah Muhammad Akim Akhtar Sahib, and so many ulama and Hazrat Maulana and so many people, real awliya, you're just sitting there, he's not saying anything, but you're crying. Why are you crying? You don't know why you're crying. And you're crying tears of happiness. You're just crying, you don't want to leave the person. It's time to go. You say, right now, everybody must disperse and go. Nobody's moving. Everybody's still sitting there. Can you imagine Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in? And that is why we understand that after the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahabi goes home and he's restless. That he actually has to come back to the house of Rasulullah. Knocks on the door. Ya Rasul, I just want to see you one more time. Just one more time. Now I get that sukoon, that chain. And then he goes back. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So many things we'd like to mention, but we leave it at this. Allah Ta'ala protect us in this month of December. Our youth, our children, our wives. Have a holiday, no problem. But somebody assists me, say, Maulana, I'm going on a safar, on a journey, holiday, make dua. I gave him dua and said, please remember, don't become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ghaflat, it takes a few seconds to become ghafil, and the consequences of that ghaflat is lifelong. Sometimes it's entertainment, so-called halal entertainment. Sometimes an Islamic name is given, And so many of us know about these things. And everything is given Islamic name. Certain Islamic items will be played and displayed or whatever. But so much other haram thing takes place that we just ignore. And we say you must be broad-minded. And these ulama don't know anything. Alhamdulillah, we have no fear to speak these things. Whatever is haqq, we have to speak it. For the sake of deen, for the sake of akhirat. With feeling, with crying, with tears in our heart. We are all weak. Everybody is weak. But if some munkar is taking place and we don't advise the people, then we will be party to that and we will also be sinful. May Allah protect us. We have to be rijal, real men. Have a strong iman. Be intelligent and wise enough. How can we go to those places and expect to come back without being tainted? Without our young girls becoming tainted? Just donning one scarf and that too falling down the head. And so many other boys and every intermingling and the cell phone and entertainment and food and all those things. Our whole life has become food courts. Whole life has become entertainment. Little bit of deen and the rest must be pleasure and leisure and happiness. Little bit of qiraat and the rest of the function is all. خَلَطُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيْهِ Allah says in the Quran, they do good deeds and they mix it with evil deeds. They do good deeds and they mix it with evil deeds. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. We're not being judgmental. We are looking at our own heart, our own condition. Allah, make our hifazat. We must not slip. We must not make a mistake. Allah protect us all the time. But there has to be a time in our life. There is no other Maulana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Ali to come back and to cry to us anymore. Till today we'll praise Maulana, we'll talk. But what about his teachings? Have we just put that on the shelf and discarded his teachings? If we have true, genuine love for him, then now let us take up that courage and listen and do whatever he told us to do. And the things he used to cry and warn us against, that's what we must do now. Stay away and refrain from those things. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to akhir da'wah.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
إلا الله 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 إلا الله
Allah, 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 Allah.
Subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah ta'ala accept it. This we should make every single day, individually at home, wherever we have place, inshallah. We should try and make the zikr of Allah every single day. Zikr ka naha, ruh ka faqa hai. The mashayikh say, when you don't make zikr regularly, it is depriving the ruh from its food, from its nourishment. This ruh requires the nourishment, and the correct nourishment. And that is zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ijtimai zikr that we have here is for ta'aleem, so that we get back into the groove and make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single day at our home, individually, sitting in seclusion, solitude. Then take out your tasbih and hymn the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh wa laka shukru kulluh la nuhsi thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا رحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ومن موس بلفد الله من موس كريم رحيم الله يا الله we are trying يا الله يا الله لكن هم بهات كمزور هم الله. Oh my Allah, we want to reach you, my Allah. We want to be successful in the Akhirat, my Allah. We want that entrance into Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. We want to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the Sahaba Ikram, the Salafi Saliheen, the Awliya, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we want to be included in the list of your special friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are struggling, my Allah. We are battling, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are trying, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only through your tawfiq, Ya Allah, we have gathered here, Ya Allah. Accept the zikr we made tonight, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, send our durood and salam upon Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika al-Mustafa khayri al-khalqi kullihimi. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahluh. Oh my Allah, we have committed so many gunas and so many sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, each time we're trying to get out of that sin, Ya Allah, and suddenly another sin, Ya Allah, overpowers us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from one sin to another sin to another sin, my Allah. Oh my Allah, but you are tawwab. You love to forgive, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, we have raised our hands again tonight, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we could hear the zikr of little masoom children sitting in this gathering, my Allah. Ya Allah, have raham upon them, my Allah. The elderly ones, Ya Allah, white beards, my Allah. The different types of people, Ya Allah, who have raised their hands tonight, or mothers and sisters at home, Ya Allah. Everybody, Ya Allah, who is trying, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want to become your friends, Ya Allah. Tu hamara banja hame tera bana le, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, become ours, my Allah, become ours. Give us that sukoon, give us that chain. Ya Allah, we don't know which direction to turn, my Allah. We feel so miserable at times. We feel empty, my Allah. We feel like the whole world has gone and we left all alone. Oh, my Allah, remove this evil thoughts from us, Ya Allah. Give us the strength, Ya Allah. Give us that himmat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you come into our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, you come into our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the noor of your ibadah, your dhikr, Ya Allah. Everything come into our hearts, Ya Allah. Remove from our hearts that pride, Ya Allah, that anger we have, Ya Allah, that jealousy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, love for the dunya, love for haram woman, Ya Allah, illicit relationship, whatever haram, filth that we have in our hearts, Ya Allah, remove it, Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts, purify our hearts. Hamare diloku musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Make our heart absolutely clean and pure, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us that, Ya Allah, that kayfiyat, Ya Allah, that sahaba had, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that nuru nikim into their hearts, how strong they felt, Ya Allah. Make us feel good, Ya Allah. Don't make us feel miserable, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us get caught in the trials and tribulations, Ya Allah, in the fitna and fasad that is taking place now, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially in this time of the year, Ya Allah, where young children, innocent, Ya Allah, women folk and men and children, elderly ones even, all get caught into these different types of fitna and fasad. Ya Allah, everything they forget, they become completely ghafil of you and Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, no sunnahs are left anymore. Then Ya Allah, we refrain and we discard our salat. Ya Allah, we forget, Ya Allah, that we are Muslims even, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us get caught into the dunya, Ya Allah, in the glitter and the glamour of the dunya, Ya Allah. Help us to refrain and shun all evil and all sin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us that himmat, that courage, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to overpower and subdue shaitan in our nafs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are too powerful for us. But Ya Allah, you are the most powerful. Ya Allah, you are Qadir, you are Qadir. Nobody can overpower you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you are on our side, then everything is ours, Ya Allah. Agar tu mera, tu sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Ya Allah, if you become mine, everything is mine. The asman becomes mine, zameen becomes mine. Ya Allah, if you are not mine, Ya Allah, if you are not ours, Ya Allah, then we are losers in dunya and akhirat, Ya Allah. Oh, Ya Allah, help us, guide us, guide us, guide us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are lost. We are lost, Ya Allah. A flock of sheep that is completely lost, Ya Allah. There's no shepherd to guide us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are Hadi. Hidayat is in your hands, Ya Allah. Guide us every step we take, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, make this path, Ya Allah, easy and mazedar, Ya Allah. Make us enjoy coming close to you, Ya Allah. Help us to enjoy our ibadat. Make us get the lazzat of our zikr and tilawat and our salat and tahajjud. Make us look forward to this ibadat. Don't make it be a burden, Ya, upon us, Ya Allah. Make us just be, Ya Allah, make the muhabbat of your pious people come into our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the ishq of Nabi Kareem come into our hearts. Ya Allah, your ishq, your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Make it the breeze in our hearts, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat, Ya Allah. Make us love you the most, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are sick and ailing in hospital, so many undergoing, Ya Allah, different operations, heart operations, kidney operations, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many who begged us, Ya Allah, to remember them in our du'as tonight, my Allah. Young masoom, children are sick in hospital, some at home, Ya Allah. Elderly ones, Ya Allah, they are za'if, they are kamzor, Ya Allah. So many have got brain problems, brain tumors, they have somebody got a cancer of the blood, somebody got cancer of the liver, somebody cancer of the stomach, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, doctors are trying day and night, Ya Allah, making the ilaj. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands, Ya Allah. You grant all of them complete shifa, kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Don't make them suffer, my Allah. Don't make them suffer any pain, my Allah. Give them the rahat, sukoon, Ya Allah. Nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Protect us from all those diseases, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, Ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, the ala illiyin, the highest of stages, my Allah. Ya Allah, those in jannatul mu'alla, those in jannatul baqi, Ya Allah, wherever they may be buried, Ya Allah, our mashayikh, our asatiza, our apas, Ya Allah, our family members, Ya Allah, our friends, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, Ya Allah, give us shahadat in your path. Allahumma rzuqna shahadatan fi sabilik wal mawta bi baladi habibika al-mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us mawt in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Give us, Ya Allah, baril in Jannatul Baqi, Ya Allah. At least on the day of Qiyamah, when you wake up, Ya Allah, we wake up in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba-i kiram, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. And at least we'll have this much hope of the shafa'at intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, what are we going to do, my Allah? Ya Allah, we will be doomed, my Allah. We have got no amal, no amal, no good deeds to present to you, my Allah. Whatever good deeds we try to do even, Ya Allah, then we don't have ikhlas, Ya Allah. We don't have sincerity, my Allah. Grant us this ikhlas, sincerity and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Protect us from riya, ostentation and show, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen in your dhat, Ya Allah. Give us that proximity, that closeness, Ya Allah. Make us your beloved, my Allah. Make us your beloved. Make our work easy for us. Make our dunya easy for us. Give us halal, rozi, barakat in our rizq. Barakat in our ilm, barakat in our amal, barakat in our families, barakat in our children, barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, homes, they are fighting, husband and wife, Ya Allah. They are divorce cases, they are
Marriage is the breaking, ya Allah, every single day. Masoom children don't know which way to look at whose face. The mother is crying, the father is on one side. Ya Allah, they are lost, my Allah. Give them this sukoon, ya Allah. Unite waha, sabko ek aur nek bana. Ya Allah, make the ummat of Nabi Kareem some come together, ya Allah. Help us to forgive and forget, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the strong iman. Allahumma thabbitna al iman, wa amitna al iman, wa hshubna yawm al qiyamati ma'al iman. Give us a hose kosar. Ya Allah, water from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah. Oh, may Allah, we are waiting, Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah to see our Mubarak, the Mubarak face of Nabi Kareem, to be with him, my Allah, to be in his group, my Allah, in his Jamaat, my Allah, with Sahaba Ikram. Ya Allah, just to make that one Mu'anaqa with Rasulullah. The coolness of his chest on our bodies, my Allah. The smile on his face, my Allah. He's passing his Mubarak hands over our head, my Allah. Putting our heads on his shoulder, my Allah. Entering Jannat with him, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. You grant it for us, Jannat, without any reckoning. Protect us from the azab of the qabr, from the azab of Jahannam. Protect us from all fitna and fasad, especially the fitna of Dajjal. Protect our women folk, our young, our children, our youth, ya Allah. Protect our youngsters from taking drugs, my Allah. From going to the rave clubs, from disco clubs, my Allah. Don't make them waste their lives watching pornographic material, Allah, or on the cell phone, ya Allah. Protect all of us, my Allah. Protect us from shaitan. Protect us from our nafs. Allahumma akrimna wala tuhinna. زدنا ولا تنقصنا أعطنا ولا تحرمنا آثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم عنا ولا تعين علينا اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا اللهم اهدنا ويسر الهداية لنا والله give us حرمين شريفين زيارة يا الله تقبول فرما Allah, take us for Umrah, take us to your Mubarak lands, Ya Allah. Help us to stand before Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah. Oh, my Allah, we're just pining to go again and again. We've got no other desire in life, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that Mawt in Madina Sharif, Ya Allah. Grant it to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever jais duas our brothers and sisters have tonight, my Allah, wherever they may be, Allah. Especially those who are here in this masjid and our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, over the madrasa, Ya Allah. Grant them all the jais desires, Ya Allah. Remove all our problems, difficulties, Ya Allah. Whether it is a social problem, financial problem, domestic problem, Ya Allah. Whether it is a ill health, whatever it may be, Ya Allah. Grant all of us our desires. Remove all our difficulties. Remove that grief, that hum, that gham, that pain, that suffering. Give us a happy life. Give us hayat tayyiba. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم Yeah, those who are going for Umrah, Ya Allah. Yeah, they're going to Bayt al-Muqaddas, Ya Allah. Wherever they may go on a dini journey, dini asfar, Ya Allah. Dawat and tabliq, Ya Allah. Or they're going to the Khanka, Ya Allah. They're going to study ilm, Ya Allah. Make all their work easy, Ya Allah. Accept all good works of deen, Ya Allah. Accept us for all good works of deen, Ya Allah. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين